It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is that time of the show. I'm super excited. I have Jack J with me in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. I'm back in person this time.
So back, yes. No, we spoke a couple months ago over the phone, which was so lovely. But today we're here to talk music. Well, not like we weren't talking music last time, but we're talking music again.
What did we talk about last time?
Just general tour.
Yeah.
Writing, etc.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of that. But you've been busy with your Australia New Zealand tour. You're wrapping up tomorrow night at Whammy Bar, which I'm so excited. I think it's going to be such a great show. Yeah, this is quite special because you were just telling me off air that your family is now in Auckland, which is nice. That must be nice to be spending a couple of days with them as well.
Yeah, I kind of arranged this whole tour around ending here in Auckland.
Nice.
And then I'm going to stay here till just before Christmas. So, yeah, we're going to, I don't know, maybe I could get some good tips from you, things to do.
Yeah.
I got to get to the beach.
You do.
We got to go out to the Coromandel. I don't know, that kind of thing.
Okay, sounds like you're on the right track. Coromandel is definitely the place to go if you're wanting like the best beach in New Zealand.
Someone invited me out to Waiheke Island this weekend.
Yeah. This weekend?
For a show, yeah.
Oh, sick. I'm in Waiheke this weekend.
For the same reason?
No.
Okay,
but same place, same time.
Okay.
But that's also great. It'll be good.
Yeah, cool.
You've selected some really great tracks for us today. So I reckon we get straight into it. We've got a track by Talk Talk to start us off with. This one's called I Believe in You. So we'll play that one and talk very shortly. This is Talk Talk, I Believe in You. You're listening to What's Cooking on BFM, and I'm joined with Jack J. We've had Talk Talk pop up quite a bit in this segment, interestingly. I think it feels like one of those bands that is like your favorite artist, you know?
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about why you selected this track today.
I was thinking today that I wanted to pick a few songs that share a few songs that some vocalists that really inspire me, and I think Mark Hollis of Talk Talk is just, he's one of the most emotional vocalists that I can think of. And yeah, I think that as as Tok Tok evolved from like where they started in the early 80s with like super big like 80s pop music into this kind of stuff, and then they kept evolving even into this like really sparse art rock kind of almost so much empty space. Even at the beginning of that song, we were joking because there was like 5 seconds of silence for some reason. It's just they really want you to feel the negative space in the music. And then his voice is just so, I don't know, from even in their big pop songs to this, it's like it can be so haunting but like really intense and emotional. And I don't always understand what he's saying, but I can always feel what he's saying. So I found him to be really inspirational. So highly recommend this whole album, Spirit of Eden, 1988. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Classic album. Nah, it's so brilliant. Those kind of bringing those more experimental elements into pop music. But yeah, as you say, I think like the best artists are always the ones where it's like you don't necessarily know what on earth they're talking about, but you still feel the feel.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think as I've gotten more into writing songs, I've become a lot more interested in lyrics, and but it's still never as important as like the way that it's sung and the emotion with which it's sung. I think someone like Mark Hollis, he can totally get away with it. Yeah,
totally. I wanted to ask you this last time we spoke, but we ran out of time. But for our listeners, you're also an owner of your own record label, Mood Hut Records. I wanted to kind of hear a little bit more, I guess, about that experience. Has your experience in owning your own label impacted your approach to releasing music in any way?
Yeah, I mean, I started Mood Hut Records with my friends. We all shared a studio together. We all made music in the studio, and we basically just, we were making so much music that we said, well, why don't we just start our own label, start releasing it? And doing that is, it's really liberating, because I don't have to ask permission except from a few of my trusted friends. I just say, here's my songs. I'm going to put them out. I can do it pretty quickly. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah, no, brilliant. We've got another 80s track from you today, actually. This one is a Scott Walker track. It's called Dealer. We'll be right back. This is Scott Walker, Dealer, and I've got Jack Jay in the studio with me for What's Cooking. We were just talking off air. I'm pretty unfamiliar with Scott Walker. Do tell me a little bit more about his work.
Yeah, I was kind of amazed at how unknown Scott Walker is. I think people who know him love him so much. He was part of the Walker Brothers and was kind of like a 60s, almost like pop star. And then was kind of doing this like really croony thing in the 60s that didn't really connect with people, but his songwriting is incredible. The arrangements are incredible. And he kind of disappeared, I think, in the 70s and then reemerged in the mid 80s with this album called Climate of the Hunter. And it's really dark and tense and incredible. And his early stuff is so inspiring to me. This album is incredible. And then he kind of carried on, like in the way Tok Tok did, where they started it in this really poppy way.
Mm.
And then they just kind of got deeper and deeper into something that, but by the time he was doing records, he died in 2019, I think, but by the end of his life, he was doing extremely like noisy, dark, like, you know, intense records. But when you listen to his early stuff, it's like 60s pop music. Like it's an incredible arc to follow, and it's all amazing music. And an amazing voice, amazing lyrics. Huge fan of Scott Walker. Everyone should check him out. Like his first albums 1, 2, and 3, I think they're called, and then this one, Climb to the Hunter, and his stuff with the Walker Brothers is cool too. Yeah. Amazing artist, so yeah.
Yeah, I'll
and,
be sure.
And criminally unknown somehow. I don't understand it. It's weird.
Yeah, though there's always a couple of artists like that where you're just like, how on earth does nobody know these people? But I will definitely do a deep dive. I agree. I like when you listen to an artist and you can hear their growth over their discography, and you're not listening to their first album and their most recent album being like, oh, this sounds the same. It probably all sounds the same in between. It always keeps it a lot more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Both Scott Walker and the Tok Tok track are from the 80s, which makes a lot of sense to me that you've picked some older tracks, particularly from that era. I feel like you kind of, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but you've got quite synthy 80s kind of sounds coming through in your sound as well. Do you feel like you're quite inspired by this era of music? Is that quite present?
Yeah, for sure. The mid to late 80s, early 90s, kind of just like big snare drums, you know, things like that. The fretless bass, pads, you know, this stuff is, yeah, like Brian Ferry or Sade, or this stuff has always been an influence on me for sure. It's like in my, I can't escape it.
Yeah.
You know, I think because I just grew up hearing that music around when I was a kid, and it's sort of, even when I go jump into other vibes, other sort of production techniques and stuff, those things always seem to seep through, you know, like, gotta have a sax in my record, you know, I can't help it.
Yeah. Yeah. And what a great instrument to have. The sax is criminally underrated and needs to be used more, I always think. You've got one last great track for us today. It's a Spaceman 3 track off their last record together. So I'm interested to hear a little bit more about this track from you. But this is Feel So Sad, the reprise by Spaceman 3.
Thank you.
This is Spaceman 3, Feel So Sad, the reprise. I can definitely hear the vocal influence on this one quite strongly. Talk to me a bit about why you selected this track today.
Yeah, I've gotten really into harmonies recently, and I really like the way Spaceman 3 do harmonies and the sort of like hymnal quality of these. Obviously some of their music is really kind of loud, overdriven, repetitive, like dirgy psychedelic music, and I love that. And then sometimes they have these really pretty, like almost gospel sounding songs that are I don't know, they make me feel very, very peaceful and sad. Yeah, sometimes there's a lot, they're quite, I mean, this song's literally called Feel So Sad or whatever, so
yeah. It's like,
I don't know, I feel like vocally the harmonies have been something that have been inspiring me a lot in the last couple of years. Yeah,
totally. I think we were just talking off air as well, like the context of that album, where they had like split before they'd even released it. The album was split into part A, part B. So the whole thing has just got really sad undertones of a big band breakup. So you really feel it with that track as well. We do have one last track, which is your own track that we're playing today. The song you've selected by yourself is Born Without a Smile off of Blue Desert. And I really love this track because I feel like it feels like a nice kind of pause in the album to kind of sit in like the slower broodiness of it. And yeah, I think when the rest of the album is quite upbeat, it's just a nice way to kind of dip into that. But are you able to kind of speak to, I guess, the writing of that track in particular, or why you chose that particular track to play today?
I feel like it sort of, for me, maybe sits in, it's maybe the three songs that I've played today, it's like an homage to that energy of really introspective, sad, and maybe with a bit of a dark energy to it, but ultimately it's also kind of spiritual. There's something about the song that it is about being born, which is something that just sort of came to me, the idea of sort of like falling down to earth and just being like, okay, I'm born now and I have to live life, and here we go, whether you want it or not. Which is, I just for some reason really like that idea, or it made me feel strong. And when I sing it, every time I sing it, you know, at shows and stuff, it's like I feel it, the energy of that. So I wanted to play it in the context of those other songs because I feel like they kind of are in the same world. Yeah,
they definitely complement each other really well. I see that. For our listeners, if you want to catch Jack J live, he's playing at Whammy Bar tomorrow night. It's going to be a really wonderful show. This is a slower, broodier track, but also trust, there are tracks that you can dance to as well. It'll be good fun, so I hope to see you there. That was What's Cooking with Jack J, and this is Born Without a Smile by Jack J. You're on BFM.
before I learned to swim.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?